Greetings, families of Divine Straight Vine. It's Pastor Bob coming to you from our upper room broadcasting studios in the Parsonage, the House of Peace in the heart of Arthur, Illinois. Today we're bringing you the devotion for December 22nd. Wow. Tuesday, December 22nd. It's called A New Normal. This should be interesting. A New Normal. Let's begin by hearing some words from the Gospel of Luke. This is from chapter 1, from verses 26 through 38. The Gospel says this: In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and he said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus, and he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Well, for all the kids out there, kids of all ages, right? Have you ever asked your mom or dad what it's like to be a parent? You're probably going to hear something about how it's both so wonderful and so hard, and that lots of it is bittersweet. They think you're the coolest person ever. Yep, even if you have brothers and sisters, don't tell. They love seeing the person you're becoming. And every time you grow taller and more independent, they probably want to cry. So when Mary agreed to become Jesus's mother, she may not have realized all that she was signing up for. She was probably doing something really normal, like brushing her teeth or reading a book or walking home from a friend's house. But then that angel showed up, and nothing was normal anymore. Now Mary would be Jesus' mom, the mom of the Son of God. Her life was going to change a whole lot. She was going to feel everything your parents feel, and maybe even more. Let's face it, I mean, her son is definitely the coolest person ever. And she got to help raise him. But she also had to watch him die, which is the worst thing for a parent. But then she also got to see him come back to life as the Savior of the whole world. Thanks to Mary, nothing is normal for us anymore either. We get to live in a world where God became a human being. That's the new normal. You see, God has chosen to save the world. And through Jesus Christ, God is doing just that every day and making all things new. Thank you. You wonder how much Mary might have thought about becoming Jesus' mom before she said yes. And just because of her yes, think about what's different in the world today, even in your life. How Mary, saying yes to an angel, has made everything new for you. Just because she said yes. Imagine what could happen if on this Christmas day, just a few days away, you said yes to that angel. Yes, Lord, let it be with me according to your will. Just a simple yes. Let us pray. God, we thank you for becoming a human being like us. Thank you for choosing to become one of us, and in doing so, for saving the whole world. Amen. Here's our benediction today. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, we praise you and we bless your holy name. Son of David, Branch of Jesse, Emmanuel, Good Shepherd, Light of the World, guide us and help us this day. Amen.